This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Investigators are looking into arson as a cause of the quarry fire in Jefferson County. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
This morning, an investigator for the sheriff's office said they identified where the fire began and that it's likely human-caused. So they're now looking at possible arson. Colorado's new team of state wildfire investigators brought in a specially trained dog that can sniff out if an accelerant was used to start the fire. Authorities emphasize that no specific cause has been confirmed yet. Nearly 600 homes in 5 subdivisions remain evacuated. The fire has burned about a square mile. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The window remains open for Colorado's Democratic delegates to vote for their party's presidential nominee as part of a virtual roll call. CPR's Caitlin Kim joined Senator John Hickenlooper as he cast his ballot.
In the end, it was a little anticlimactic. No one calling out state by state from the floor of a convention proudly announcing their candidate to cheers. Instead, it was a digital ballot with 2 choices, Kamala Harris or present. Senator Hickenlooper clicked the box for Harris. He says a lot has changed in the last couple of weeks, and the process has modernized.
As always, a little more efficient, a little more effective, but not as much fun.
The virtual roll call is a necessity for the Democratic candidate to meet Ohio's deadline to appear on the ballot. The virtual vote closes Monday, and Hickenlooper is hopeful the fun for Democrats will come in November. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Mosquitoes collected in Denver tested positive for West Nile virus for the first time this year. The state health department has reported 7 cases statewide. 4 people were hospitalized, none died. This is CPR News.